My name is Phil Minnis, and I sleep better at night because I have access to top-rated attorneys whenever I have legal issues, the same way my health insurance gives me access to doctors when I'm sick or injured. I pay a little, just $26 per month, so I don't have to come up with $200 to $300 per hour when I need a lawyer. With the high cost of legal bills out of the picture, I can call my attorney to get my legal questions answered as often as I want. He'll even make phone calls and write letters on my behalf to resolve issues. I've had my will done, my attorney represents me in traffic court to keep points off my license, a tax attorney is available to me if I'm audited by the IRS, and I even have 75 hours of trial defense time if I am sued. Having access like this protects my legal rights and empowers me to make better decisions. For more information about this incredible service, or to enroll, contact Phil Minnis at 404-379-8498 or visit me on the web at www.philminnis.com.
All right, Mike, what is St. Baldrick's Day?
Well, St. Baldrick's Day is an event started back in 1999. Four businessmen in the insurance industry, actually, up in New York.
Insurance industry, okay.
Uh-huh. Insurance and reinsurance, actually, if we're getting specific. And one of the gentlemen had a niece, actually, who had cancer and was bald at the time. And it was coming up on St. Patrick's Day, and they said, you know what? Instead of just drinking, having a normal party like we do, let's do a little something. Let's shave our heads in support this gentleman's niece, and raise some money. Let's try and save, shave 17 heads and raise $17,000. That was their original goal.
Okay.
They end up raising over $100,000.
Wow! What year was this?
1999. Okay. These guys are some big shots. I mean, don't get me wrong. They were some big players.
Yeah.
And so raising $100,000, you know, wasn't out of the question for them. And they shaved about 20 heads. Mm-hmm. Second year, there were two events. This is 2002 events. Raised about $200,000.
Wow!
And by then they said, you know what? I think we got something here. So they approached the National Childhood Cancer Foundation. Told them about the event. And it spread, you know, pretty quickly then. And in 2005, these guys decided to form their own foundation and actually run the event. Now, what happens is, in general, is you get volunteers to shave their heads and get donations, and all the money goes to childhood cancer research. And usually you make a big party out of it. It's called St. Baldrick's Day, which is a play on words to St. Patrick's Day. So generally it's in the month of March. But they do have events in other months throughout the year. In the first 7 years of existence, it has raised over $20 million. And this year it's probably going to go up over to $10 million this year alone, which will get it to 30 overall.
Now, is this the first of its kind geared directly to childhood cancer research?
That's a good question. What they found, actually, when they kind of got into it, was that the American Cancer Society, which is the biggest cancer foundation out there, only earmarks 10% of their foundation dollars to childhood cancer research.
It's extremely underserved.
It is, exactly. And so that's the National Childhood Cancer Foundation was formed several years back, I want to say 20, 30 years ago.
Wow.
So it's still relatively young. In the scheme of things, but they've done a tremendous amount in improving the lives of these kids. Coming from about 50% recovery rates back in 1985 to now, we're up to about 85% recovery rates. And so there's been some huge strides. And one thing that people get excited about is the fact that with these type of improvement rates, and the fact that kids have such a better chance to recover based on a couple of things, you know, mainly their attitudes for one, and the fact that they are, you know, generally stronger and healthier than, say, older people get cancer. There's an actual chance that childhood cancer can be eradicated, meaning 100% of the kids who are diagnosed and caught, if it's caught on time, you know, can be cured and live a full life.
Wow.
And there's a chance of that happening within our lifetime, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome. Now, did you have a personal experience with this? Did you have a friend or relative with it? How'd you come across St. Baldrick's Day? How'd you become and get involved?
Good question. Fortunately, I haven't had a personal situation with childhood cancer. However, childhood cancer is not discriminatory, meaning any kid could in essence come down with cancer. And there's no, it's not environmental reasons. You know, you get lung cancer, you smoked for 30 years. Okay, we figure out how that goes. A kid comes down with cancer, there's no direct correlation. And so it could be anybody. So if you know any kids, boom. I mean, there's kind of the motivation. I've got a 16-month-old nephew and another one in the oven. Mm-hmm. My sister does, not me.
Mm. Good.
Yeah, thanks. But how I came to get involved was my roommate, mm-hmm. And good longtime friend of mine, Joel, has been in the reinsurance business for a while. If you remember, that's where the executives right. were that started it. So that business kind of has led the charge, or especially early on. And he shaved his head in 2003 while in Minnesota on a company training. And he was up there, and some people motivated him to join the event. He came back just talking about what a great time he had and, you know, just how much of an impact this event has. And so fast forward to the next year, 2004, and we're thinking about doing it again. I said, you know what, I'm going to join you and do that event with you. And we got online, checked out where the events were in Atlanta. And there wasn't anything in our neighborhood here down in the Highlands. And before I knew what I was doing, really, I said, you know what? Let's plan our own event. So I got on the site, submitted our information, and I was off and running. And in that first year, 2004, we had the event at Neighbors mm-hmm. right up the street.
Right.
Had 12 people shave their heads, and we raised $22,000.
Wow.
And it was kind of like the spark was born. Went forward. Now the next year the JCs got involved, and we went from $22,000 to $60,000. And then in 2006 we were at $85,000, and right now currently here in 2007 we're at just under $90,000 raised.
Wow.
So we're hoping to get to 100 within the next week, and really just kind of just have a big year and just keep growing the event.
Well, tell me about your strategy for raising money. I mean, I know personally, you always come, you know, you grow out this huge mop of hair before, and then you say, hey, if you hate it so much, why don't you contribute to getting it shaved off?
My hair growth actually works a little better as walking marketing. You mm-hmm, know, it kind of yeah. reminds people as my hair gets longer, oh, that's right, your event's coming up. Now that we're on the fourth year,
right.
you know. I'm going to shave my head either way, so it's kind of an opportunity. And basically how it goes, you send out an email, tell people what's going on, how the event's going to go, and there's a direct link. Everything's handled online through the stbaltrics.org.
Right. It's a good website.
Yeah. It is. It's very efficient. It's actually brand new this year.
What is it again? Stbaltrics.org?
That's right.
Apostrophe that's right. after?
No. Okay. Just one word.
Okay.
And then you do a search for an event, and we're at the front page news in Georgia. And that's the way to go donate, and it's really efficient, and we've been able to raise, like I said, $90,000 so far, which has been great. Now, you know, if you're old school, afraid of the internet, you can still write a check and get that going. Then we'll be accepting cash donations the night of as well.
And there are still those people out there, so.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm fully aware.
Well, tell us some details about this year's event.
Well, like I said, it's at Front Page News right. in Little Five Points, on Moreland Avenue, and we're going to be on St. Patrick's Day this year, which I'm really excited about. It's on a Saturday, the March 17th, starting at 5 o'clock. We've got Sam Adams as a sponsor, so there'll be $3 beers all night long, and we've also got four bands that are going to be playing throughout the night, and we're going to be shaving 26 heads this year. Looking forward to just a great party. We're hoping that we get a similar attendance, 400 to 500 people, maybe a little more. Can fit in that venue, and just looking forward to a great time.
Now, are you going to have any big guest appearances? I mean, last year you had
TJ Duckett, formerly with the Falcons. He is actually I've been
he's
in communication
with the Redskins now.
He was with the Redskins. He's now currently a free agent.
Oh, okay.
So he's been traveling all around the country interviewing with teams. So depending on his schedule, he may make a cameo, but we're not promising his attendance by any means. Because we're not sure. Mm-hmm. I think the other day he was out there interviewing with Seattle.
Gotcha.
Is what I've been in contact with his PR agent, so she was filling me in.
Well, sounds good. I look forward to being at this year's event. It's looks like what? It's just next weekend, right?
That's right.
It's gonna be a blast. What's the weather? 17th. What's the forecast for that?
Well, I'm not sure, but we're going to be inside.
So, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, that was kind of one of the issues at Park Tavern the last couple of years. We were under the tent, and it's been a little chilly. Now, you know, Mike has been very gracious to help us out with the stage. Mm-hmm. And he's also raising money as a shaver.
That's right. Anything I can do to help, let me know. I'm always here.
Mike, now, Mike, as your first time, you know, fundraising, how's it been? I mean, you found it pretty easy, or...?
Yeah, it was actually pretty easy. Sent an email to about 800 of my closest friends, titled Dear Friends, Family Members, and Complete Strangers. And within that first day, I actually raised about $650. I was pretty impressed. I don't like pushing or asking for money too often, so I was pretty pleased with my response. I have a few of those checks that you mentioned from the parents who don't like giving their credit card out.
Take a little longer process, but they still work just like money.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, no, I've had a good experience. Look forward to it. Not sure who I'll be shaving, but I obviously have experience shaving heads.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. From your own head.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Good deal.